The Supreme Court today hears a case that many say could further erode the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965. The case involves Alabama, where nearly 30% of residents are black. But in a new congressional map, just one in seven districts is majority black. Here's Duell Ross, representing those challenging the map and its impact on a key African American community.
Alabama's map cracks that community and allows white black voting to deny black voters the opportunity to elect representation responsive to their needs.
On the other side, Alabama Solicitor General Edmund LaCour says changing the map based on race could actually violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Law.
I think a white Republican in Mobile, or a black Republican in Mobile for that matter, who's gerrymandered into the new District 2 and connected with people on the Georgia border, would have a Section 2 claim himself because his vote has been abridged on account of race.
Let's take a closer look at this case with Yuri Rudensky. He's senior counsel at the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So I noted a headline on the website 538 summed up this case as the Supreme Court is on the verge of killing the Voting Rights Act. I want to get to that, but first, how we got here. After the 2020 census, Alabama State Legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, drew a new map of congressional districts, and this is what I found striking about it. They drew a line straight through the city of Montgomery, majority black city. On one side is where Rosa Parks was arrested. On the other side is the church pastored by Martin Luther King. Is that part of the controversy here, splitting up the black voters?
That's exactly right. So in the heart of Alabama, really running from west to east, is what's called the Black Belt. And this is a region that has been heavily black. It's largely rural, but does include some cities as well. And this is a place of incredible historical significance. And of course, the civil rights movement in many ways came out of the struggle for civil rights within these cities and within these rural communities.
And for the groups challenging the maps drawn by the Republican State House in Alabama, what is their argument?
Their argument is that they violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And what the Voting Rights Act does is it requires states to exercise care when drawing districts in places where white voters will systemically oppose candidates that are preferred by communities of color that have faced a long history of discrimination and continue to live with some of those lasting disparities. And so what the case essentially amounts to is that given the conditions on the ground, given the history of discrimination and ongoing current needs, that the legislature had to provide for a second district where black voters could fully participate in the political process.
So that would have been 2 out of 7, is their argument?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Okay. So they're making this argument. The state of Alabama appealed the ruling, and now this case is before the U.S. Supreme Court. What is the state's argument here in defense of the map?
Well, the interesting thing about this case is that Alabama isn't arguing that the lower court got the law wrong. The lower court, which was a 3-judge panel with 2 judges who were appointed by President Trump, one judge who was appointed by President Clinton, really found this to be a textbook violation of Section 2. And so what the state is arguing is that the law needs to change. And so fundamentally, the state is looking to rewrite the Voting Rights Act and actually change the way that the 14th Amendment treats race as well.
And if this case goes a certain way, if the Supreme Court sides with the state of Alabama, what are the implications for other states?
Well, even a modest reworking of the Section 2 framework would have significant ramifications for the ability of black voters, Latino voters, Asian voters, Native voters to fight discriminatory maps and challenge discriminatory election systems. So the stakes are incredibly high. This is one of the few existing national safeguards that really ensures a baseline of fairness, particularly for voters of color in areas that continue to feel the effects of past and present discrimination.
Now, given the composition of the Supreme Court, this 6-3 conservative majority, Are there expectations that they will side with Alabama?
I think that's the real fear, and the fear is likely well-founded. This is a case that doesn't present a new novel constitutional argument or a new novel legal theory like some others. This is the court taking up a case in order to revisit incredibly well-settled precedent. There are almost four decades of Section 2 litigation and case law. The test is incredibly robust and fact-intensive and, quite frankly, difficult to use already. So the very fact that the Supreme Court granted review in this case, specifically to revisit how Section 2 cases will unfold, is incredibly concerning, though what the court will ultimately do with it is another question, and I'm not quite sure exactly which way the justices will take it.
And that's Yuri Rudensky, Senior Counsel at the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU's School of Law. Yuri Rudensky, thank you so much.
Thank you.